Hello and welcome to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM and WKRM Radio. Your hometown news broadcasting from the Debbie Matthews Nashville Realty Newsroom in Columbia, Tennessee. I'm your host, Tom Price. Today is Monday, April 15th, and we start with local news. The Tennessee Board of Regents honored outstanding students, faculty, staff, philanthropists, volunteers, and partners of the year at its community and technical colleges in the 6th Annual Statewide Outstanding Achievement Recognition Awards, or SOAR Awards, in Nashville on Thursday, March 28th. Northeast State Community College was named Community College of the Year, and Tennessee College of Applied Technology Northwest took home the Technical College of the Year award. Among the 24 winners this year was Gregory S. Johnson, Emergency Medical Services Program Director and Professor at Columbia State Community College, who was awarded the Community College Faculty Member of the Year. In a video appearance, Governor Bill Lee said, "It is an honor to celebrate each of Tennessee's outstanding students, faculty, and staff at our state's community colleges and TCATs, as well as their benefactors, community partners, and volunteers. From skilled trades to nursing, business, and so much more, our community colleges and our TCATs offer a variety of life-changing programs that provide greater opportunities for Tennesseans all across our state," he said. In presenting the student awards, Board of Regents Vice Chair Emily J. Reynolds said, "Tonight's nominees for Students of the Year truly exemplify the spirit of Tennessee. All six of the nominees can go anywhere and do anything. We want your world to be big, but we also want you to stay right here and be part of Tennessee's bright future. We are counting on each and every one of you, our students across this system, to take this state to the next level, and we have every confidence in your ability to do so." Tennessee Board of Regents Chancellor Flora W. Tidings congratulated all SOAR participants for their achievements, saying, "We come together this evening to celebrate the best students, faculty, and staff, and many others who go above and beyond to support what I believe is one of the best higher education systems in the country. Students, you inspire us with your strength, perseverance, and dedication to enrich not only your own lives, but the lives of your families," she said. On Friday, a new restaurant opened in the Columbia Arts Building. Meet Social held their grand opening, and WKOM WKRM's Delk Kennedy stopped by to sample what they have to offer and spoke to proprietor Bobby Tedley.
This is Delk Kennedy, Front Porch Radio. This afternoon, I am at the Columbia Arts Building here in the Arts District of Columbia. I'm at the grand opening and ribbon cutting of Meat Social Barbecue. That's M-E-A-T, Meat Social Barbecue. I'm speaking with Bobby Tedley, the proprietor. Bobby, congratulations on your grand opening and ribbon cutting.
Well, thank you, sir.
Now, tell me what you offer here at Meat Social Barbecue.
Well, we offer Texas brisket, and we have pulled pork sandwiches and several side items. We're all family recipes. And
I hear you've got a fairly famous banana pudding.
We do. Yes, sir, we do. All of our recipes are family recipes, and they're just from both sides of the family. And we have incredible sides, incredible barbecue.
Now, you also have a food truck here, do you not?
We do. We started as a food truck, and we became busy to where we could only do so much out of the food truck. And then the opportunity came for us to transition into a restaurant, which is where the grand opening today is. And we offer catering, and we do pop-ups with our food truck. And we're just excited to be able to serve Maury County and Columbia.
Now, this is a family business. Tell me about it.
Yes, it is. So it started with my brother-in-law and I as almost a joke. Being from Texas, growing up smoking brisket as just a way of life. My brother-in-law grew up in Memphis with his style of barbecue. And when we would get together at family gatherings, we would always joke about one day we should just do a restaurant. Well, that one day turned into a food truck, developed into this, and we just continuing to learn our craft, you know, develop our skills, and being able to put smiles on people's faces with our barbecue.
What are your days and hours here in the Columbia Arts Building?
So we're going to be open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 8 p.m.
And what about social media and a webpage?
So our webpage is meatsocial.com.
And that's M-E-A-T, social.com.
That is correct. And our Instagram is at Meet Social, and then our Facebook is just Meet Social. Love for all you guys to follow us on our social media and give us some love.
There we go. Again, Del Kennedy, Front Porch Radio. I'm at the grand opening and ribbon cutting for Meet Social Barbecue. That's M-E-A-T, Meet Social Barbecue, here in the Columbia Arts District. Boy, if radio could only transmit smells, it smells delicious in here. Bobby Tedley, congratulations.
Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate you guys coming out, and the Murray Alliance and Chamber and all the folks that are here to support us. We just love this opportunity to be able to provide some good barbecue for everybody.
There we go. Congratulations one more time.
Thank you, sir.
News that likely no one in school sports Region 5-2A wanted to hear about Mount Pleasant football filtered out last week. The Tigers just got faster. Members of the Murray County Public Schools Board of Education voted to approve artificial turf for the school's athletic fields during their Tuesday night meeting, with installation expected to be completed in time for the start of the 2024 gridiron season. You usually run well on it, Mount Pleasant football coach Kit Hartsfield said after the approval was announced. Speed's kind of to our advantage usually. That's usually what we have to lean on to try to get an edge in games, he said. Always having a good, playable surface versus having to deal with a sloppy field when other teams may not care if our field's sloppy because they don't rely on speed can make a big difference for us, he said. Natural grass hasn't been especially kind to the Tigers of late, as potential game makers saw their senior seasons ended prematurely in both 2022 and 2023 by knee injuries that occurred on the surface. Receiver defensive back DeMarcus Brown sustained a torn right anterior cruciate ligament in a mid-September win against Loretto 2 years ago, while receiver defensive back Kevin Cooper went down in the team's season opener last fall at Wayne County. Additionally, running back linebacker Micah Hodison played with a partially torn ACL last season that has since required surgery. In addition to football, both Eddie Bassham Field, home of the Mount Pleasant baseball team, and the school's softball field will have artificial turf installed as well. We don't have an athletic period in Murray County Public Schools, Hartsfield said. It makes it difficult to keep a grass field up. Although the county has helped us out the past year with some of those burdens, we won't have to worry about weather as long as it's not lightning. There's weeks it rained 2 or 3 days and you really can't get anything done because we don't have a practice field, a legitimate practice field, he said. Dodging that obstacle is big. It makes for better quality practices and videos. All the lines are out there all the time. Not to mention the middle school and youth league having to use the facility. It's tough on the grass, along with our junior varsity games. There's a lot of feet on it, he said. Hartsfield said the traffic on the field combined with irrigation concerns create further issues that the new turf will solve once installed. In the long run, it's something that's going to benefit the program and the entire community, said Hartsfield, who went through the transition from natural grass to artificial turf during his 3-year tenure as coach at Blackman. Having been through it once, it makes me really excited for all the programs in the area, from the youth level up. The different types of events you can do for the community, it's one of those things where it kind of brings everybody together, he said. Hartsfield expects work to begin next month on removing the current grass surface, preparing the ground, and installing the new turf, with intentions of the Tigers hosting the Murray County Jamboree on August 16th. As long as the weather is good, they'll probably start digging in May, he said. Once they get the groundwork and foundation done, it's a pretty quick process to put the field down as long as the weather cooperates, he said. Artificial playing surfaces for fields at the new Battle Creek High School were approved as well during a special called meeting in January. Upgrades for other Murray County Public Schools facilities will be considered at a later date, according to Athletics Director Chris Pointer. Athletics play a significant role in a student's overall educational experience, teaching important life skills such as teamwork, discipline, and perseverance. Additionally, quality athletic facilities can enhance the sense of community and pride within a school and the surrounding areas, Pointer said in a release. It's great to see that our leadership and board recognize these benefits and are committed to providing top-notch facilities for the students, parents, and our communities to enjoy, he said. Hartsfield also pointed to the importance of bringing Murray County's athletic programs to a similar level as others in the area. When I applied for the Mount Pleasant job 3 years ago, in the interview process, I made a statement that if it wasn't for family in the area, there's really nothing you guys are offering to make coaches' lives better, Facilities, money, no athletic period, he said. The county over the last 2 years has really recognized that and saw that competitively, we're not up to speed with surrounding counties in the smallest ways. They're really committed to closing that gap and making our schools more attractive, as the Nashville area is one of the fastest growing areas in the country, he said. On Saturday, the Kiwanis Club held their annual Sporting Clays event to support youth scholarships. Front Porch Radio's Delk Kennedy stopped by the event to learn more and spoke to organizer Steve Burt.
This is Delk Kennedy, Front Porch Radio. This afternoon, Saturday, I'm at the Murray County Gun Club. It's a beautiful day out. There's a large crowd of shooters out here. The Columbia Kiwanis Club is having a Sporting Clays fundraiser. There are lots of people shooting, a lot of happy faces out here. And I'm speaking with Steve Burt, who's in charge of this year's event. Steve, congratulations on a successful event.
Well, Del, thank you very much. And I will tell you, the weather, as you said, is certainly nice. We've got about 100 shooters today and about 20 sponsors, and we're just so glad that folks have come out to support this. We're giving $4,000 worth of youth scholarships.
Those go to Murray County Children?
Absolutely, absolutely. And also, there'll be profit on top of that that goes into the Kiwanis Fund, which we use for children in Murray County. And just appreciate everyone showing up and appreciate the good weather, and thank you.
Right. And Columbia Kiwanis' big interest, besides scholarships for Murray County Children, is child literacy and books for children, correct?
That is correct. That's correct. We give out books every year. The Dolly Parton Imagination Library, we take a big part of that. We have a yard sale every year and donate all the donations from it to buying books for our young readers in Murray County.
That's absolutely amazing. Again, Del Kennedy, Front Porch Radio, Murray County Gun Club. A beautiful Saturday afternoon. Large crowd of people gathered here to shoot, have fun, have fellowship, and raise some money for good causes. Steve, again, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Columbia State Community College welcomes John Oates to the Cherry Theater on Thursday, April 18th, as part of the First Farmers and Merchants Bank performance series. John Oates has been known as half of the best-selling duo Hall & Oates. He is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the American Songwriters Hall of Fame, recipient of the prestigious BMI Icon Award, as well as numerous American Music MTV Awards and multiple Grammy nominations. Oates' charity involvement includes the original Live Aid concert, We Are the World Recording, and Oates Songfest 7908, which provided more than 450,000 meals for American families. In 2022, Oates became the international ambassador for Movember, the men's health initiative. Since embarking on a solo career in 1999, Oates has recorded 7 solo albums. In addition, his 2017 autobiography, Change of Season, released by St. Martin's Press, became an Amazon bestseller. He is currently performing an intimate series of solo acoustic shows called An Evening of Stories and Songs in America and Europe. Get ready to groove with the legendary John Oates as we bring his world-renowned talent to our community, said Tammy Rawson, Columbia State Director of Events and Alumni Relations. This night of acoustic music promises to be a dynamic blend of his iconic classics and fresh solo material. Don't miss out on this unforgettable experience, she said. Individual tickets on sale for $35 each are available by going to www.columbiastate.edu/performance-series. Individuals may also contact the performance series ticket line at 931-540-2879 Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. On the night of the performance, the box office opens at 6 p.m. in the Kenneth and Ramona Cherry Theater, located in the Wayman L. Hickman Building on the Columbia campus. Theater doors open at 6:30 p.m. and the show begins at 7. The Columbia campus is located at 1665 Hampshire Pike in Columbia. For more information, visit www.columbiastate.edu/performance-series. The City of Columbia and Murray County have both been awarded $100,000 in tourism enhancement grants from the Tennessee Department of Tourist Development. This grant supports cities and counties seeking to invest in their local tourism assets, lift visitation, and increase economic impact. The city will use these funds to create two Blue Way access points on the Duck River at Riverwalk Park, while Murray County will allocate the funds for construction of a Blue Way River access point along the Duck River Scenic River in Yanali Park. Buckle up, young readers and families, for an exciting adventure awaits at the Mount Pleasant Touch a Truck event on June 1st. In celebration of the upcoming Mount Pleasant Library Summer Reading Program, this interactive and educational event will bring the community together for a day of hands-on exploration with a variety of vehicles. It'll happen on June 1st at 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. at Halong Avenue in the Square in Mount Pleasant. The Touch a Truck theme is about community heroes and lots of different trucks lining the street for kids to check out and learn about their community heroes that help us every day. This unique opportunity will allow children and families to get up close and personal with an array of vehicles, from fire trucks to construction equipment, police cars, and more. This free, family-friendly event not only promises a day of fun and excitement, but also serves as the perfect kickoff for the library's summer reading program. The event is designed to inspire a love for reading and learning in children while offering a memorable experience that fosters a sense of community. Participants will have a chance to climb aboard and explore the various vehicles, interact with local community heroes, and even learn about the roles these vehicles play in our daily lives. We are thrilled to present the Touch a Truck event as a dynamic kickoff to the Mount Pleasant Library Summer Reading Program. It's an opportunity for families to engage with the community, spark curiosity in children, and promote a love for learning, said Haverly Pennington, director of Main Street. In addition to the vehicle displays, the event will feature entertainment, food trucks, and activities. Mount Pleasant Main Street, Mount Pleasant Library, Heritage Bank, First Farmers Bank, United Community Bank, Southside Baptist Church, Norman's Body Shop, and Stag Simple Shine have joined forces to make this day unforgettable, ensuring a festive atmosphere for all attendees. Families are encouraged to bring their children, explore the trucks, and discover the joy of reading. The event is free and open to the public. For more information about the Touch a Truck event and the Mount Pleasant Library's Summer Reading Program, contact Haverly Pennington, Main Street Director, at haverly@visitmountpleasanttn.com. And now your hometown memorials, sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Carrie Blaine Huckabee, 57, died Monday, April 8th in Columbia. Funeral services will be conducted on Saturday, April 20th at 11 a.m. at First United Methodist Church. Burial will follow in Polk Memorial Gardens. The family will visit with friends on Friday, April 19th from 4 to 8 p.m. at Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home, and Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. in the atrium at First United Methodist Church. Online condolences may be extended at www.oaksandnichols.com. Hometown Memorials is sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home, serving with dignity and consideration for over 150 years.
As years go by, people may tend to forget just what a funeral is really all about. At Oaks and Nichols, we believe it's first and always a special remembrance of someone you love. We start by listening to your needs and desires. If you're unsure, we can help, gently, professionally. At Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, we haven't lost sight of why we're here, to serve Murray County families in the ways they prefer, and why Matt and Susie Sowell believe the way to honor tradition is with especially personal service.
We believe your traditions, your customs, your rites of passage are very important, but we also believe in taking care of your personal wishes as well.
At Oaks and Nichols, we try to do more than just the expected things, so the service you receive honors your heritage and is uniquely yours. And we invite you to experience the difference.
Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, 320 West 7th Street in Columbia. Since 1856, people you can rely on.
For your southern Middle Tennessee weather, we will have mostly sunny skies to start, then a few afternoon clouds will appear. The high will be around 85 degrees, with winds out of the south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, we can expect mostly cloudy skies with a low of 64 degrees. Winds will be light and variable. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll cover state and national news that affect you. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Debbie Matthews, realtor, and her husband Jason, who is a pro songwriter, also own a music publishing company. They live in historic downtown Columbia with their dogs. Dog rescue work is their passion project. They consider Middle Tennessee their backyard, and their lives are full of all things Tennessee. Debbie says there is no greater honor than to help someone find a home. To be trusted with that job, there is no greater privilege. Call Debbie at the Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224, 615-476-3224.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Tommy Hyde Jr. at 388-2009.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
We all live very busy lives. Sometimes we just need a break. Wouldn't it be nice to have an extra pair of hands to help out? Let me introduce you to New Dawn Cleaning Service. No job is too big or too small because they do it all, from residential to commercial. They offer standard cleaning, construction cleaning, carpet shampooing, and window cleaning. Whether you are looking for a one-time service or regular scheduled cleaning plan, New Dawn is ready to help. With years of experience, you can relax, kick back, and call New Dawn Cleaning Service at 615-977-6901.
This is Bob Kessling with Pat Ryan. It's a beautiful day for digging. The backhoe operator has the engine running and is moving into position. He's heading for the ground. He's in there. Wait, there's a flag on the play. Let's get out of the field for the call from our official.
Illegal procedure on the digging team.
Oh, that penalty could cause a costly accident.
That's right, Bob. He needs to call before he digs. There's underground utility lines that could be hiding just below the surface. Water, sewer, electrical, communication lines, and even natural gas.
Avoid a penalty by first calling 811 to have any underground public utility lines located and marked with flags or paint.
It's free, it's easy, and it's the law.
For more tips, visit pipesafety.org. This message brought to you by the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters and the Tennessee Gas Association, funded in part by a grant from the Underground Utility Damage Enforcement Board.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on Kennedy Broadcasting, WKOM 101.7 and WKRM 103.7. I'm Tom Price. And now news from around the state. Alcohol possession and consumption will be prohibited on Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency, or TWRA, wildlife management areas statewide effective today, April 15th, with the exception of designated areas. Alcohol is only permitted at designated TWRA campgrounds and on public waters bordering or within a wildlife management area. Drunken disorderly conduct is also prohibited. This rule applies to all user groups, including hunters, hikers, off-highway drivers and passengers, and other WMA users. Signs will be posted on the wildlife management area noting that alcohol is prohibited. TWRA wildlife officers will be issuing citations for alcohol possession and use that is not in compliance with regulations. Tennessee state driving under the influence laws also apply on local roads and managed trails when operating OHVs. The rule change is being implemented due to high rates of intoxicated trail riding on wildlife management areas and frequent accidents where alcohol was a contributing factor. The TWRA is committed to public safety and is focused on keeping public lands family-friendly and safe for all Tennesseans. U.S. Representative Andy Ogles presented Metropolitan Nashville Police Department officers Michael Collazo and Rex Engelbert with flags flown over the U.S. Capitol in their honor and a congressional record insert, according to a press release from Ogles' office. The gesture was to commemorate their courageous response to the tragic shooting at the Covenant School in Nashville last March and to nominate them for a congressional gold medal. The heroism of Metro PD officers Collazo and Engelbert on March 27, 2023, saved countless lives. Their bravery and disregard for personal safety to protect others is nothing short of noble and deserving of the national recognition in history, Ogle said. I submitted to the Congressional Record a statement to memorialize their acts of valor and nominated each officer for a Congressional Gold Medal. Officer Collazo and Officer Engelbert, thank you again for being exemplary law enforcement officers. Nashville is blessed to have both of you serving our community, he said. Tobacco farming, once central to the South's economy and culture, has all but vanished from the region. The end of government support for the crop in 2005, coupled with a sharp decline in smoking and stiff global competition from China, India, and Brazil, guaranteed a decline in tobacco production, but even experts have been surprised by how quickly the crop has faded from prominence. The most recent data collected reveals a severe drop in tobacco production across the U.S. Department of Agriculture's release in February. The number of U.S. farms growing tobacco shrank 95% from 2002 to 2022. Meanwhile, Tennessee saw a 97% decline in tobacco farms. Only 241 Tennessee farms grew tobacco in 2022, compared to 8,206 farms in 2002. Let's take one last break. When we come back, we'll cover the final story of the day. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Turner and Osborne Tire Company, 1016 South Main Street in Columbia. Give them a call at 931-388-6822. They've been doing business since 1947 and in their current location since 1964. They provide the best tire and mechanical work at some of the best prices in Middle Tennessee. Hey, they're official Michelin and Goodyear dealers, and they've got all kinds of brands as well. Stop by and see Walker Vining and his professional staff or check them out online at turnerandosborne.com. That's turnerandosborne.com.
Living with a worn joint can be painful and frustrating. Leave your joint pain in the past with a joint replacement procedure at Murray Regional Health. Our joint replacement program has been recognized in the top 10% of the nation for medical excellence and patient safety, thanks to our highly skilled and experienced surgical staff who perform progressive procedures for the knees, hips, shoulders, elbows, and ankles. For more information, go to murrayregional.com/joint replacement. Murray Regional Health, where clinical excellence meets compassionate care.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today, and now our final story. The Nashville Zoo's three tiger cubs can now be seen in the Tiger Crossroads exhibit. The cubs and their mother, Ann, will be out daily from 9 a.m. until noon. Although weather and animal care factors may occasionally prevent the cubs from being seen, and the zoo's 7-year-old female Sumatran tiger gave birth to the cubs on October 20th. The three cubs are the first Sumatran tigers to be born in the Nashville Zoo. That's all for this edition of Southern Middle Tennessee Today on Kennedy Broadcasting, WKOM, WKRM Radio. I'll be back tomorrow to update you with the latest news. I'm Tom Price. Thanks for listening. Be safe and have a great day.